This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A bunch of words as we get going here to set up the word. Word came from the Census Bureau this morning of some not great housing data. Not great, that is, if you're a home builder or a real estate agent. New home sales. So not existing, or you might say, as I sometimes do, used homes, but homes with that freshly constructed new home smell, I suppose. Anyway, new home sales were down nearly 30% last month from a year ago. The National Association of Home Builders and the National Association of Realtors have both said we are in a, quote, housing recession. Spoiler alert, that's the big scary economic word, recession. But we are still seeing home prices and rents at or near all-time highs. So what housing recession are they talking about? Marketplace's Matt Levin starts us off.
Back in my day, a housing recession meant foreclosures and underwater mortgages and Ben Bernanke looking like he hadn't slept in 6 months. Sabrina Brown, a real estate agent in Fresno, California, has a similar definition.
You know, I started in 2006, and that was a recession. This right now is just, we are in a reality check.
Brown says rising mortgage rates have slowed demand. She no longer gets 10 bids within 24 hours of listing a home. And shockingly, buyers actually want to see a house before they buy it.
The home seller, they might say we're in a recession because they know their neighbor sold 6 months ago and got $50,000 over. And now when they put their house on the market, they're getting appraised value.
While prices are still high, nationally the number of homes sold has declined for six straight months, and permits to build new single-family homes are down 6% year-to-date. Rob Dietz is an economist at the National Association of Home Builders.
When we refer to a housing recession, we're talking about the economic activity declining that's associated with the housing sector. That is primarily new home builds combined with home sales.
But remember, housing is more than just single-family homes. Apartment construction is actually up from last year, and rents are still climbing. Rob Warnock is with Apartment List.
So for landlords, I would not think that they're feeling much recession.
So what could send home and rent prices dropping faster? Well, a big recession in the overall economy. One big enough we'd all agree it's a recession. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.